I'm going to end real quick with a piece of software. We're actually doing a demo tomorrow to show teachers how to utilize this. It's called What's the Difference, and it's set up as a complete comparison utility. You can input any kind of data you want. It's an authoring tool. And it was set that way so that a teacher could compare trees or students in their classroom, or in this case, we're comparing the planets in the solar system. Everything you see was pretty much just implemented through the authoring portion of this, which you launch this icon right here, which is called What's the Difference, and you could actually select the solar system. I just decided to bypass that. And in this case, we're going to run comparisons on, let's say, Jupiter and Mars. We can look at surface fly-throughs. Students can go in here, and any one of those attributes down below, they can run comparisons. So if we want to jump out and have a look at what Saturn would look like, or actually, let's jump to Europa. Students get a good understanding of what it would look like on that particular environment. We can look at mass. There's obviously gravity. Yeah, that always gets a little chuckle. Composition. Composition is really quite interesting. And again, you can swap it. We can click on and select Mars. We also have comparisons. And in this case, we can see how Saturn would compare to Mars, 17.8 Mars. If we wanted to change that to Earth and see that we have, Earth. And if we wanted to change that and see how many Earths are in Jupiter, there you go. It's a real visually appealing program. Students can get a real quick sense for size, dimension, and whatnot. We've also included in this a few tools. As I said, this is an authoring program, and one of the other components that was done was Moon Math. And Moon Math was a program for the Explorer Schools, NASA Explorer Schools, and it actually was pre-algebraic math-based content based on a lunar base. So in that, tools were developed to design and build lunar habitat. In this case, I'm not going to go through the whole scenario, but you can come in here and select and actually add crew members and see how it meets and if you could sustain life on a lunar habitat. In this case, let's just add a bed. I got to move our little guy out of the way. And if I add a bed, and you can add workbench and food and water and crew and shower, toilet, TV, treadmill, and whatnot. And you can evaluate the mission. Obviously, of course, we failed. But it's really quite a challenge when you look at what they were trying to get across was the geometry based on volume and area of putting things into a habitat based on dimensions, whether it be a rectangle, a circle, a square, or some odd shape. And it's quite a challenge to be able to manage something where you need X amount of crew members, X amount of beds, X amount of workbenches. You could actually swap off workbenches, put exercise in there. Do they have any extracurricular things such as a treadmill or a TV and whatnot, and you can evaluate how well you did in the mission. And so for students, for middle school and high school students, it was actually quite interesting. There's also an ORRI in here. The ORRI helps students understand how the planets move around. You can zoom in and zoom out. A lot of times you see pictures of all the planets lined up, which is obviously really, really rare that ever happens. So you have obviously some planets on one side of the sun and the other on the other, and so you could be a little closer to one than the other even though you're next in line. And of course there is a weight calculator, which we found quite interesting. You could select a planet such as, let's say Pluto, and type in your weight. Let's just say there, and it gives it to you. So we've seen that before, but what was interesting, and this was represented in fractions and decimals. based on 100% scale and, of course, on your weight scale. And that was, we did, in the States, we did a needs assessment, and that was a big need for students is in the mathematics area. And we related it to space, which is one of the benefits of the Science Center here that relates everything to space science and science education. So with that, I'm not going to go into any more detail. I'm going to let Carol show a little bit about Worldwind, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have when you're done regarding any of the software topics that you've